Shalom, everybody. In Parshas Chukas, Bnei Yisrael complain about the heavenly, miraculous man. The Torah says in Perek Chaf Aleph, Pasuk Hey, Vayedaber Ha'am Belokim Uv Moshe, the people spoke out against HaKadosh Baruch Hu and against Moshe Rabbeinu, and they said, Lama Ha'elisunu Mimitzrayim Lamus Bamidbar, why did you take us out of Egypt to die in the desert? Ki Ein Lechem, there's no bread. Ain mayim, there's no water. V'nafshenu katza balechem haklokel, there's no bread, there's no water, and we're getting disgusted by this food, by this lechem haklokel, this insubstantial food, or this harmful food. And it's hard for us to understand how, in heaven's name, Bnei Yisrael could complain over and over about the man. The man was quite literally the perfect food, the perfect quantity. It was healthy. It tasted like anything they wanted. It didn't take preparation, didn't take cleanup. It was free. How could they possibly find a single thing to complain about? And we can ask a further question. In the beginning of Sefer Yehoshua, in Perek Hey, Psukim Yud Aleph and Yud Beis, we find something incredible. Right after Bnei Yisrael enter Eretz Yisrael, which happened only a few short weeks after our parsha, after Parshas Chukas, there in Sefer Yehoshua, we hear about the transition of Bnei Yisrael from eating man to eating regular food, to eating natural food in Eretz Canaan. The Navi there says that they ate me'avur ha'aretz. They ate from the grain of the land. And the Navi there says that the man was finished that day. And they didn't eat any more man. They had to eat me'avur ha'aretz. They had to eat regular food, so to speak, regular grain of Eretz Canaan. And Rashi, Rav Shlomo Yitzchaki, who died in 1105, says there in Sefer Yehoshua on Pasuk Yud Beis that the reason they ate from the grain of the land was because there was no man. But, says Rashi, if they did have man, if there was in fact man, they would have eaten the man. Why? Because Rashi says, Shehaman haya noach lahem. They liked the man. And this Rashi is based on the Midrashim, both in Sefer Yehoshua and also on the Yalkut Shimoni and Parshas Be'aloscha. And the Rashi and the Medrash give a mashal of a person who was eating barley. Barley is a lowly, coarse food. And the Medrash says that someone asked him why he wasn't eating wheat. And the man said, because I don't have any wheat. If I had wheat, I would not be eating barley. But that's incredible. In our parsha, just a few short weeks before entering Eretz Yisrael, Bnei Yisrael complained and kvetched about the man. They called it lechem haklokel. They wished they were back in Mitzrayim, believe it or not. HaKadosh Baruch Hu had to send fiery serpents, nechashim hasrafim. So what happened here? One minute they're complaining and wishing they could go back to Mitzrayim, and the next minute in Eretz Yisrael, they're forced to eat the very natural, regular food that they were screaming for. They only wish there could be, now in Eretz Yisrael, they could only wish for more man. What is going on here? Was man terrible? Was man great? Did they love it? Did they hate it? They hated it in the desert. They loved it in Eretz Yisrael. What is going on? There is a beautiful explanation given by Rav Chaim Shmuel Levitz, who died in 1978. This is found in Sichos Musar on Achre Mos. It was given in the year Tuf Shin Lamed Aleph in 1972. And in the new versions of, in the new printing of the Sichos Musar, it's found on page Resh Pei Gimel. Says Rav Chaim Shmuel Levitz, it all boils down to one word. Hergel. Habituation, a decrease in sensitivity and responsiveness after being exposed repeatedly to the same thing. It happens to all of us. We get used to something, and then, and Rabbi Chaim Shmuel Levitz gives many examples throughout Tanakh and throughout Chazal, we get used to something, and after we get used to something, we hate it. We're disgusted by it. Bnei Yisrael, says Rabbi Chaim Shmuel Levitz, Bnei Yisrael did indeed love the man. They needed the man. But they had it every single day for 40 years. And at some point, they were so accustomed to it that they began to hate it. And it was only after they lost it that they began longing for it again. To the point, as Rashi and the Medrash said, they would not have eaten regular food if the man had continued. And it's human nature. But it does not have to be the way we live. We need to do everything we can to avoid growing accustomed to holy things, to God's gifts, to God's miracles. And that's why, for example, says Rav Chaim Shmulevitz, that's why the Kohen Gadol could go into the Kodesh HaKadoshim only once a year, so he won't get into a rut of hergel, even in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. And that's also why, for example, or at least one of the reasons why, when we visit the Beis HaMikdash, we have to go in one gate, but go out another, leave from another gate. And there's many, many other examples. We too are surrounded by man every single day. We just have to snap out of our hergel and appreciate what we have. Have an amazing day, everyone!